Okay, so Juan is a 5-year-old with acute lymphoblastic leukemia. This is day plus 7 status post is transplant. Juan was treated with a conditioning regimen that included total body radiation and chemotherapy. He's tolerated the chemotherapy pretty well, but in the overnight hours, he continued to complain of pain associated with his mucositis, knowing now that he has an ANC that is very low. Juan's mom told us that she didn't have very much concern. She's happy with how his pain control has been. He's remained without any fever, so we don't have him on any kinds of antibiotics, which has been good. And he's tolerating his TPN okay. Overnight, his vital signs remained stable. He was afebrile. No issues or concerns there. Physical exam remains reassuring. We didn't make any medication changes. Laboratory examination this morning showed a CBC with a white count of 0.2 ANC0. Hemoglobin is 7.4, so we think that he might need a transfusion pretty soon. Platelets are stable at 32,000. He got a platelet transfusion yesterday that he tolerated well. His renal profile is stable with sodium 138, potassium 4.2. BUN and creatinine were stable at 8 and 0.3. The rest of his electrolytes are stable. Liver function tests without any changes from yesterday and relatively stable. Medication review shows that one is taking his cyclosporine and tolerating it intravenously well. Our levels from Monday were really, really stable, level 210, no issues there. He does not have any antibiotics at this time. We have his blood pressure medications with amlodipine, which we started 3 days ago, and his blood pressures have remained stable since yesterday. He is on weekly amphotericin. He continues on his pentamidine that he gets once a month, and acyclovir for viral prophylaxis. We have him on pain control with a PCA that's being managed by Palliative and Pain Services. And like we said earlier, he's tolerating his medication management very well. So assessment plan for Juan is this is our little 5-year-old with acute lymphoblastic leukemia at day 6 after his stem cell transplant. We won't make any major changes following his cyclosporine later in the week. We won't make any changes as far as his infectious disease prophylaxis care unless he gets a fever, which he hasn't had. He remains on TPN, and we won't have to make any changes based on his electrolytes from this morning. And if it continues to have any concerns or complaints regarding pain, we'll touch base with our palliative services. And that's basically it for his plan today. Any questions?
Nope.